Stag, this is dictating on Carolyn Murphy. Murphy, Murphy, Murphy. Carolyn, Carolyn. Murphy, Carolyn, M as in Mary, Murphy. Date of birth, 4/30/1970. Date of visit, 4/15/25. Please make copy for April Gustafson. That is Gustafson. 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 APRN. Next paragraph. Dear April, thank you for sending Carolyn Murphy for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is for the illness. This is a 54-year-old female who has had a history of asthma and has been extremely overweight. Also has a history for obstructive sleep apnea and was previously prescribed a CPAP mask, which she does not use presently. The patient has sinus drainage, postnasal drip, and shortness of breath with exertion. And had a chest X-ray done on 2/18/25, which showed clear lung fields, period. The patient has no significant cough, but has wheezing. Next paragraph, past history is basic, past history is significant for hypertension and a history for asthma. She has had three C-sections and a history for pneumothorax in 1970. And has had multiple ear infections requiring ear tubes. And had hernia repair, as well as cholecystectomy. The patient has diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits of patient, denies smoking, occasional alcohol use, works in an office. Next, allergies to cats and dogs. Next paragraph. A family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother is in good health and has asthma. Next paragraph. Medalist included HCT, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily. Hydroxyzine 25 milligrams PRN and Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Escitalopram 20 milligrams daily. Losartan 100 milligrams daily. Wegovy injection 0.5 milligrams weekly. Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs BID. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Celecoxib 100 milligrams daily. Next. System review of the patient has gained weight. She has fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has asthma, hay fever, and hives, and wheezing. She has heartburn, abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, and diarrhea. And then I have chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 90, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 360, saturation 96. HE and D norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions. Normal reflexes, there are no gross motor lesions. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions, no dead. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Number one is mild persistent asthma with recurrent exacerbations. Number two is history of obstructive sleep apnea. Number three, hypertension. And number four is hyperglycemia. Number five, depression and anxiety. And number six, exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, IgE level, and a eosinophil count. She was asked to resume using the CPAP mask as prescribed, and also continue with the weight loss program with Wegovy. She was placed on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, two puffs, TIDPRN, and continue with the other mentioned medications as above. And a follow-up visit be arranged here, approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for April Gustafson, GUSTAFSON. You, Dr. D'Souza.